You are now listening to Supernatural Breakthrough with Mike Signorelli. The unseen realm, ancient wisdom, and your freedom awaits in this episode. Remember, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new episode drops. Come on, let's jump right in. Back in 2013, I had a destiny encounter. And how many of you have ever been in one of those situations where something happens and you're like, this was a divine appointment for my life. I had to be there. I had to meet this person. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So in 2013, I had this crazy encounter and I got an opportunity to meet a man, and he's a pastor in Texas. I didn't know anything about him. And this man's name is Robert Morris. And when I met Robert Morris, to me, he looked like a cross between He-Man and a Ken doll. Because he was just a white guy with blonde hair. Tall white guy. Sounds like he's kind of like if Ken and He-Man came together, they would make Robert Morris, you know, this blonde-haired Texas preacher. But I had a conversation with him. And as I had that conversation with him, there was a supernatural impartation. And something shifted, something happened tangibly in me as a result of my conversation with him. How many of you believe in impartation? Okay, let me explain impartation. How many of you believe in the anointing? All right, I know we've got a lot of new people. You maybe went to a church that taught on everything except for the anointing. The anointing was represented by physical oil in the Old Testament, Genesis through Malachi. And as you see it represented in oil, the shepherds would pour it upon their head. How many of you have ever used olive oil? Some of you, avocado oil. Come on, some of you, vegetable oil. I don't know what kind of oil person you are. I tell a lot by the kind of oil in somebody's house, am I right? But the oil, whenever you get it on you, it's greasy. You know, my mother, she used to bathe me pretty much in olive oil. When I was a baby, she put olive oil all over my skin. And that was a thing. And she'd say, look at his skin. He's got that good Italian olive skin. Like she did something with that olive oil. Like she changed the color of it or something. I don't know. But the thing about oil is it carries a residue. Let me ask you a question. What's the residue of the oil on your life? Because when you've been around somebody who carries the oil of the anointing, anointing carries fragrance. It carries fragrance. You'll know when somebody's got olive oil on them because you'll smell that olive oil. It carries a fragrance. Also, you can wash your hands and not wash it off. See, there's a fragrance of intimacy with God. I know a prayerless person because their attitude sucks. I know a prayerless person. I know a person who doesn't have a relationship with God because they're dry. But somebody who's been in the presence of God carries the oil of his presence. They carry the fragrance of his presence. They carry so when I was with Robert Morris, there was some sort of transference of an oil. And the crazy thing was, so he really challenged me through the gift of faith. And I want to shout out one of our pastors, two of them actually, Pastor Haley and Pastor Chase Fleeman. Can we put our hands together for them? Last night they were live in our Facebook group and God We Trust, which I would encourage you to join that Facebook group and dig into the lives. And they were just teaching our congregation about the gift of faith. Now there's faith that is required to become a believer, but then there's the faith that is through an impartation of the gift of faith. And so let me explain the difference. You must have faith to receive Christ as your Savior. But then there's the gift of faith that allows you to believe for crazy, impossible things. Chase and Haley Fleeman, they carry the gift of faith in their lives and in their marriage. And when they first moved to New York, they challenged me a lot because I would get a lot of barriers. Things, you know, this is a very difficult place to plant a church. And every single time, Chase and Haley Fleeman would be like, Pastor Mike, we believe for more. We believe for greater. We believe for bigger. And they, you know, even when they moved here, Chase told me, he's like, Pastor Mike, we didn't have the money for our U-Haul. And the Lord told me, or I told the Lord, you're going to pay for the whole U-Haul because I'm going to New York to do your will. And I'm like, you're one of those bold children of God telling God what he's going to do. That's real offensive to a Catholic. They're like, what? And so he came here and there was like a $25 additional. Was it 25 or 20? 20?
There's a $20 additional fee because God had already worked out all these other means for him to get his U-Haul paid for. Then when he got to the New York side, he was like, wait a second. He went to go pay the $20 to the U-Haul, the moving company. And he's like, wait a second, Lord, I told you that you were going to pay for the whole thing. And the $20 is not the whole thing. Yeah, it was $2,000 to get here, but that last 20, you all means all. And all of a sudden, they went to IKEA, where all miracles occur. And just a grace on that place. I don't know if this is the sweetest meatballs or what it is. And all of a sudden, a complete stranger who never met, you know what? It may have been an angel unaware. I believe in entertaining angels. Not everybody you meet is a human. Read the New Testament. This life is way weirder than you think it is. You've just been conditioned to believe in the natural, but you got to open your spiritual eyes. Maybe it was you were entertaining an angel unaware because someone came up to him and gave him $20 and said, "Welcome to New York." How would they have known he just moved to New York?
I know this teaching has been so good, but I wanted to pause for a second because I want to connect with you. Go to MikeSignorelli.com. Tell me your story. Check out all these resources I have available for you. And would you consider financially partnering? It's because people say, I'm going to join my finances with this podcast that we're able to reach so many people around the world. And I'll tell you this, we are good soil to sow into. So I'll see you at MikeSignorelli.com. And thank you so much for your financial gift. Okay, let's jump back in.
And he said, thanks God for paying for that whole U-Haul like I asked. But that's only possible through the gift of faith. There comes a time where you've got to start believing, are we in the supernatural dimension? Or is this just a whole bunch of biology with the power of positive thinking sprinkled over it? I don't want biology. I want supernatural impartation. I want to smell like the oil of the anointing. I want people to touch my life and be like, man, I met Mike Signorelli one time, but man, there was something on his life that transferred to me when he shook my hand, transferred when he hugged me, transferred that came to my life. That's the oil of the anointing. So I'm trying to shepherd you and pastor you. So when I was with Robert Morris, something transferred to me and I shifted because I come from a trailer park, y'all. I literally was raised in a trailer park. That's the beginnings, the humble beginnings of my life story. And something shifted. And so that month, here's what happened in my life. My wife and I stepped up our giving. I'll never forget one week I gave, after I met Robert Morris, I gave my entire paycheck in the offering and was like, now that's stupidity. That's not stewardship. I'm not asking any of you guys to do this. But I felt like the Lord, well, I was a pastor. And I felt like the Lord was dealing with my heart saying, if you're going to be a pastor, you have to exceed what the people do. Like you're in a higher calling than them. And you can't ask them to give an offering, but you're too afraid. And so Julie and I were already tithing, which is 10%, but I'm a new covenant guy, which I'm not a tithe guy. I'm actually a give generously to where 10% is like nothing. That's the new covenant is like, I can exceed the law. Like it's like this, well, I didn't cheat on my wife, but I still looked at porn. Jesus is like, no, the new covenant is your heart will be pure. You won't even lust after other women because you can be who I called you to be. So if we can apply the new covenant to lust, but not finances. So I'm not a tithing church. I'm like, no, this is a new covenant church where 10% is nothing. So I say that because I went first years ago. So I met Robert Morris. And then I actually went on that journey. I gave my check. So every day, so I gave my whole check in the offering Sunday. Monday, somebody gave me $100. Tuesday, someone else. Wednesday, Thursday. By Friday, I'm not kidding. And you can't make this story up. By Friday, I had been given back by five random people that I wasn't even in relationship with. They knew me, I knew them, but I wasn't really, because they said, the Lord told me to give you this amount. I know it sounds random and it makes me want to cry. And by that Friday, I was like, Julie, we're not even going to be late on any of our bills because I have the same amount of money I gave last week in the offering. That was the beginning of Julie and I's journey in this. Then in ministry, we were coming up to December and I was the associate pastor. And I had a vision to give extravagantly to the people of the church, just all kinds of stuff. And that impartation that came through Robert Morris, I remember that. And I just started, you know, you ever heard that scripture, you have not because you ask not? I just got back from Florida with my kids. And you know what convicted me? They do not have any shame around asking me for anything. To the point where, like, and I basically tried to buy everything they asked for, you know? It was like Daddy Warbucks, you know? Like, well, guys, we haven't gone on a vacation in a year and a half. Whatever, let's go. But then I was like, man, Lord, you know, I want to see this change in my life. And he was like, you never asked me. And I was so convicted. He was like, I'm your dad. You literally never asked me for that thing. And the Holy Spirit told me that a couple days ago. You never even asked me. And then I was thinking about my kids who ask me so freely because they've always had a dad. And that orphan thing in me, the Lord's still dealing with it. So I asked. I asked extravagantly, just like my daughters do. And we'll let the Lord figure out whether or not I should get it. If it's a yes, I praise him. If it's a no, I praise him because he's a good daddy who doesn't give you what would destroy you, or he gives it on his time. Well, we are coming to the end of yet another incredible time together. Every Monday, every Wednesday, and Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am posting a new podcast so that you can be equipped and learn and grow. And you know, if you got this far, you may want additional mentorship and you may want to connect with me on a deeper level, which is why I have the Breakthrough Community. If you visit MikeSignorelli.com or BreakthroughTeaching.com, you can become a monthly financial partner for $27 a month or $297 for the entire year. You can come into the Breakthrough Community. We do monthly Zooms. Yes, monthly Zooms. It's wild. People from all over the world are there, including prophetic seminars and teachings that literally are banned on other platforms. All of it's waiting for you, including a private Facebook group with all of the other Breakthrough Community members. So again, go to MikeSignorelli.com or BreakthroughTeaching.com and become a monthly partner. I can't wait to see you there, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.